This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah. Happy Wednesday for everyone except, well, the guys that play in Lawrence. What a tough night last night it was. Is the sky falling in Lawrence, Bob?
I would imagine, right?
I mean, yeah, what, they got beat by 34 last night?
Yeah, that's the worst loss, I think, you know, in Bill Self's tenure over there in Lawrence, or tied for the worst loss. Like, I got to think the sky is falling. I know just from...
I thought he was there longer than 10 years.
What did I say?
I'm just kidding. He said tenure.
Oh, his tenure. Oh, yeah. No, it's got to be. I think I saw tied, but like my text threads, like friends aren't even paying attention anymore to what's
Goldis
going on.
Goldis said he didn't watch last night.
That's a lie. What else is that guy
going to
do? When
he comes to the studio, ask him. And yeah. He was like, no, I watched this new show called Severance or whatever it is.
He's always watching Severance. Heck yeah.
All right, good for him.
Is it good? About it. It's really
Scale
good.
Of 1 to 10, be honest.
Everybody tells me I've got to watch that.
Well, everybody told you to watch Breaking Bad, and you finally did.
I finally did.
I think you guys would really like it. You guys are intellectuals as far as acting, writing goes. It's okay for stories
like
and characters to develop. Some people
video.
Could be a little bit too short, you know, attention span. I think it's amazing. 9. And okay. I'm not even to where everyone says it gets good. Apparently, I'm about to start the episode tonight where it gets insane.
So you haven't finished Squid Game 2, but you started a new show on the same stream.
See, that's the thing for me. Like, this is why I'm not a show watcher, you know? I'm not a wheel watcher either. But, like, I just would feel like I'm picking and choosing it. Like,
go back in your memory.
Yeah.
35 years ago today, the cover of Sports Illustrated was...
35 years ago today, probably Troy Aikman, Emmett Smith, Michael Irvin.
KO'd Mike Tyson.
Oh.
Nice.
35 years ago, Buster Douglas knocked him out.
Okay.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
That was a knockout punch last night for BYU. I'm not going to lie. They lose, what was it, Saturday night? They lost to Utah. Then they lost at BYU. Bill Self. Smoked. Never close. It was never close.
I mean, you lose by 34. That's just.
I think the record was 40 points in 1900.
Oh, so I'm talking Bill Self's biggest loss.
I'm just going
KU's biggest loss.
They were close. Yeah. They were close.
The peach basket was still there.
Yeah.
This was Self after last night's loss.
The thing about, we need to regroup, you know, get away from each other for a day and go home and hopefully be able to, you know, a lot of times with teams, there needs to be something happen to pull everybody together that is us against the outside. And, you know, we're going to have an opportunity to do that for sure. So a lot of teams go through it. We just haven't been through it much at all in a long time. So, but certainly we're going to go through it this time. So all we have of each other, and we're going to have to be strong for each other and be good teammates and good leaders and understand that, you know, it's if we need to look in the mirror, all of us, and what can we do to change the momentum. And then whatever we commit to doing, then do it. And tonight we were 1 foot in, 1 foot out in how we guarded and a lot of other things right from the jump. I mean, it was crystal clear how we wanted to try to guard them. And right from the jump, we doubted it and ended up hurting ourselves right there early.
It was never close.
Nope.
BYU was just doing whatever they wanted. They were hitting every – I think they had, what, like 10 threes in the first half made?
Wow.
It was something ridiculous.
That's nuts.
I mean, just blew them out of the gym. And look, Hunter Dickinson isn't what they thought he was going to be.
Better Hunter, Dozier or Dickinson?
Whew, at least Dozier had a season.
Yeah, who made more money or who stole more money, Dickinson or Dozier?
Dozier, it's not even close.
Yeah, he's still getting paid, I think.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think this is the last year.
And he did it on a COVID season.
Yeah.
Like, so definitely a thief. Juwan Harris hasn't been the point guard that normally kind of becomes that guy for Bill Self when they've stuck around. Like, obviously, there's a lot of great names like Tyshawn Taylor, Frank Mason, Devonta Graham. Like, all those guys were great players and great point guards. So it's tough to put him in there. But, like, he's the captain of the team. And then a lot of people were pissed last night that he came out starting three big men.
Yep.
And I like what he says there. Like, we all just need to get away from each other.
Yeah, it's
because when the sky falls, you start pointing fingers at each other,
yeah.
and the locker room explodes, and then it's too far gone.
Right. I mean, I remember back in 03 with the Chiefs when the defense was not stopping anybody, and they were 9-0, and it all boiled over in Minnesota. And I think it was Eric Hicks at the time who just kind of lost it on a reporter in the locker room up in Minnesota because the defense just wasn't getting the job done, and the offense would have to go out there, and it started to cause a divide. And when that happens, well, that's pretty much when your season, you know, is teetering and you got to find a way to bring it back. And the problem is that this is new for Bill Self and for Kansas. They're not used to getting bullied. They were bullied last night, right? You lose by 34, you're bullied in that situation, much like the Chiefs were against the Eagles, and you don't necessarily know how to respond. There are so many ways to look at this as to why it's not working in Lawrence. And I think the simple thing is because the sport has changed and there are no, you know, quote unquote blue bloods anymore. That, like, it doesn't matter if you're a blue blood anymore, where maybe it did 5 or 10 years ago, because everybody's paying players. And now BYU will have a kid coming in next year that's making $7 million that chose BYU over Kansas and Arizona and like other legit places that have basketball historical programs. He's going to BYU because of the $7 million. And so the level has changed and the landscape has changed in sports in college, and some of these programs that are used to having the success because they always did are now faced with real legit competition and they don't know how to respond. That's why you're seeing an attrition of coaches, you know, at the college level right now. And the other thing is, this has never been Bill Self's forte of coaching these quote unquote one and dones and NIL guys. He's always been a great head coach when he's been able to have guys buy in for 3 or 4 years and play with that love for that school and that love for each other. And that's how he's always built this program. And just look at how he's won championships. It's been with 4-year teams. And now it's not working. Guys don't care. They're not necessarily bought in. They've got a check, but Kansas doesn't mean as much to them as it did to the guys in 08. And there's no more Henry T's out there where you can go sit down and have a plate of wings and work things out, because I just think these guys are like work people. They go to work together, but they don't necessarily love each other like that 08 or 12 team did.
Cole Aldrich said last night, put the managers in. Maybe they care, on Twitter.
Yeah, maybe.
That's an All-American center.
Ooh, that's right.
At KU, and he said that.
But that's that therein lies the problem. And I think, you know, Kansas is a microcosm of this. I don't know if it's happening at some of these other, you know, blue blood programs where fans are used to everybody buying in and they're waving the wheat and they're doing the rock chalk chant, throwing newspaper and celebrating. Like, do those players care? Like, because they're not there for the 4 years. It's not Jacque Vaughn's senior year, Rafe LaFrance's senior year, and everybody's celebrating them because they had 4 years of great college basketball. Like, you just don't get that anymore at the collegiate level. And that's what Bill Self had his best teams with, when he could sell teams and guys would buy in and you could watch that growth for a couple of years. And it just doesn't exist right now.
From the 816, it's pretty simple. KU sucks. Go Missouri. Mizzou, you got a big one tonight.
But see, and that's the thing for Missouri, and I'll take this to my grave. They care more about Kansas losing than their own team winning. Like, I mean, that's sad.
It's like
it really
Broncos
is.
Fans.
Yeah, it's sad. It really is. Like, Kansas fans.
But I
tonight,
love that. That's hate in sports.
It is, but the Kansas fans don't return that. Like, Kansas fans are going, man, Missouri.
That's not totally true.
If
Mizzou loses tonight, Kansas fans will come out of everywhere.
Let's see. Let's see what happens on that. And you're going to have to let me know because I won't be watching because I don't care. It's not my school,
you'll
right?
be asleep. It's 8 o'clock. It'll start at 8:05 and you can start it on ESPN Plus, though.
Start it like that. But like Missouri fans, like that text right there, like Missouri fans love seeing Kansas lose. Kansas fans love winning. When they don't win, they cry to themselves.
Oh, no.
And hide out.
Look, and that's, you know, that's the cross you have to bear. And like Carrington last night spent, I mean, he had a victory lap. He took the bus five times around Arrowhead last night in the loss of Kansas. But again, like, that's
my
the way
point exactly.
Yeah, exactly. But again, if Mizzou loses tonight, which it's not as bad of a loss as KU
because
they're playing Alabama, the fourth-ranked team in the nation. I mean, this is essentially a Final Four in the SEC championship tournament.
Like, it's a big game.
Is it at Alabama?
No, it's in Mizzou.
Okay.
Are they playing at Hearn Center?
No. Norm Stewart Court, baby. Storm and Norman.
We got a text from the 918. Says KU basketball spent over $4 million on their roster. They'll never be the same because Adidas isn't on their staff or payroll. They can't. Everyone can pay players. And I looked it up. That's true, but they also say that's the highest NIL payroll for men's basketball team in the Power Five conference. So it's not that KU isn't spending or does not have the money.
Well, it's not. You're spending it on the wrong people.
Yes,
and that's again what I've talked about for years. That the hardest job of a general manager is knowing not only who to pay but when to pay them. And now colleges are faced with this, where they're giving money to 17-year-old kids and 18 who haven't developed as humans. Like, you don't know how they're going to handle that money. A lot of these guys, well, I said a lot of them, all of them probably, this is the most money they've ever seen. And here's $1 million for you.
Let me ask
What's
you this.
What's my incentive to work any harder?
Let me ask you this. Who likes it more when KU loses? Mizzou fans or K-State Wildcat fans?
Oh, Mizzou fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, no
I'd
question.
Say so.
Yeah.
It's, okay. But
Mizzou fans, yeah.
It's not a question?
I think it's close.
I think it's closer than
close.
You think.
I think K-State, it's big hatred there.
No, I will send you tweets tonight.
If Missouri loses.
Yeah,
if Missouri loses.
It'll be late, so you'll see it in the morning, but it'll be like 10 to 10.
Like, I like to see how many KU fans, especially during this season. Oh. Like, if you're a KU fan and you're wading into Missouri losing to Alabama tonight.
But it's because of the rivalry. They came after you last night. You go after them tonight. That's just the way that the sports works.
I understand how that works, but you don't have a leg to stand on this season if you're KU. It's best you just keep your mouth shut and Homer Simpson this thing and retreat into the bush. Like, that's where you are right now as a KU fan. You don't have anything to talk about. Just like Missouri hasn't had things to talk about for the years. Like, Missouri should be chirping. They're a top 5-10 program right now.
17-9 is KU's record. They finished their season. Their last five games are Colorado, Oklahoma State. Well, it's Oklahoma State, Colorado, and then it's Houston, Texas Tech, and Arizona.
Tough stretch.
Tough stretch.
Yeah. Tough stretch. We'll see how Bill responds after this season and rebounds after this season. But, I mean, like with the way the college sports is right now, you don't have to be a blue blood. And that's good. I think that's good for college sports.
Am I over the top about a new Royals player? Maybe. We'll talk about it on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
913-586-7965. Call in right now and tell me how much I suck.
On Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan. The Fan.
Got a new way to watch Royals baseball.
How's that?
FanDuel has officially announced a deal with Prime Video. The add-on subscription will be the same as using the FanDuel app. $19.99 a month.
So you just pay $20 a month to get every Royals game?
Yeah. I mean, you could do that before.
I thought so. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But now it's on Amazon for $20 a month. So unless you, it maybe makes it more of a one-stop shop for you.
Yeah,
you know,
I get that.
That kind of thing, I guess. It's not, you're not saving any money, but if you just want to go to Amazon now, you're going to have the opportunity, you know, with FanDuel to do that. Like, everybody's like, oh, look at all these teams selling their streaming service. Yeah. Everybody's doing that now. You can buy your team for $99 a month or a year now. And have all games. I think that's a pretty good deal when you talk about, you know, baseball and consuming 162 games, less than $1 a game, and how much money you spend just going to one game. And so you have to spend that add-on anyway. I think to get, you know, Bally's or whatever it is now, FanDuel on my, you know, service with DirecTV, I have to spend an extra $10 a month to get that package. Over the course of a year, it's $120. So $99.
Alex swears to G that he didn't watch 1 second of the game.
Good for him, man. I'm proud of him, actually. Good for him.
He says, Bob's rubbed off on me. I'm not as big as a fandom of KU anymore as I used to be.
He's blaming me for this. Mm-hmm. Bring him in here.
He's over there.
No, seriously. Like,
your son's
I know
over
everybody
there.
Wants to be me, but you don't have to act like me. You know?
Before the door, before the before the door closed, he goes, Bob's rubbing off on me. I'm not as huge of my fan anymore.
I want to talk to him about that and find out why. I've got reasons why I don't. It's the way they treated Josh.
By the way, Feliz cumpleaños, Mr. Clark Hunt.
That's his birthday today?
Today is happy birthday, Clark Hunt.
How old is Clark?
I'm going to guess 62.
You think he's that?
No, I bet he's 58.
Yeah, like I'm going to guess 56, 57.
Over, under 56 and a half.
I think I'm going to go over, but not by a lot. I think he's 57. I'm just guessing. I don't know how old, like, you know.
Over, under 56 and a half for Clark Hunt's birthday today. How old do you think he is?
Over.
60 years old today.
No way, really?
Number 60.
He doesn't look 60.
February
19th, keep it up, Clark.
February 19th, 1965. Alex, he doesn't believe me that you told me that Bob's rubbing off on you when it comes to your KU fandom.
Yeah, well, in general, the college sports landscape in Kansas City is just different.
Like, it is,
whether we're talking about our job or just for a lot of fans. I'm not saying like I'm not a KU fan. I still am paying money for going to school there. So, I mean, I'm very much invested in the school and everything. However, there were times where, like, I legitimately would have been, like, furious and, like, ruined my day if KU would have lost to West Virginia like they did or last night and everything that happened. And now I'm like, well, you know, like, we're leading our show talking about it today and everything.
And we did, too, because I think it warrants. Like,
well, he texted me last night. He goes, sorry, man, we got to talk KU basketball. I'm like, no, I think talking about what's going on is a topic everybody's talking
it's
about.
It's that bad, and it's because this is obviously not normal. You know, we haven't seen this in the Bill Self era ever.
We have not seen this since before Larry Brown.
Yeah, like, so in my lifetime, I've never seen
it. Nobody has recollection of what it was like to not be a dominant force in Lawrence.
Yeah, it's crazy. It really is, and clearly, as you guys I'm sure have talked, like, just the entire team, it's embarrassing to watch, and it's clearly the wrong mix of guys, and they don't really give a you know what, and maybe NIL is part of that as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, from the fandom part of it, I think it's just in this town now too, like when you see the Chiefs and Royals winning championships, you know, before we didn't, like, for me growing up, I was born in the early 90s, so the college teams winning things was all I knew.
Right.
I hadn't seen the Royals and the Chiefs.
It wasn't a whole lot that they were really winning in college. No. They were just winning some more games than the Royals and Chiefs were at that point in time.
Dusty didn't believe me that I didn't watch the game last night.
Well,
I
don't mean this in all sincerity. Like, I don't want to rub off on you because I've kind of separated myself from that thing.
Oh, well, Dusty, you know, Dusty comes on the bullpen and we are joking or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that was.
Well, I mean, you're a KU alum. You're a diehard fan. So I was like, I don't believe that you didn't watch 1 second. You're like, no, dude, I didn't watch any of them.
You
like, okay.
Did you tell them? You texted me to try to make a bet, place a bet.
Half-heartedly kidding. I was like, 100, because I was just so
I saved Dusty money last night.
Yeah, I said, here's $100, put it on KU to cover.
And
immediately he texted me back and goes, I don't normally do this for anybody, but I'm glad I didn't for you. And I'm like, yeah, dude. He's like, I saved you money.
I was watching Severance last night.
Here's the only two texts we had in our, like, from our friend group from college. That's 30 years. Mm-hmm. Like, there's about seven of us in this thread. I'm not going to say who to give away. Yeah. I took BYU first to 10, first to 15, first to 20, and first to 25 tonight, and I didn't bet enough money.
Yeah.
Another guy in the text thread responds, who are they playing? To which somebody else says, I'm watching B Rides on Motor Trend TV.
Okay.
So,
is that like rhyme with itching rides?
Yeah. Okay. I can say that on the air, can't I? But anyway,
Cody does.
So that's our text thread of everybody who we all met at KU, became friends at KU. People are checked out. I got another text from a different buddy of mine last night who's a KU fan, older guy in his 70s.
Okay.
KU basketball is toast. Worst Bill Self team. They're horrible now. How in the world did they beat Duke, North Carolina, Michigan State earlier in the year? Total team loss, you know?
And like I told Bob, they play those teams in November.
I know, but like it's completely different,
Cooper
you know?
Flag's a completely different athlete now.
But totally. I mean, obviously that's going to weigh in, you know, moving forward. But nobody's thinking about November basketball
now. If they go 1-4, which they could do.
Okay.
Now they're probably going to be Oklahoma State, probably Colorado.
Yeah.
Then they play, you know, the rest of the schedule. Texas Tech, Houston. Arizona, and Houston.
When were we ever in a spot where we didn't think KU was going to win all these games, too?
Yeah.
Well, the expansion of the Big 12 is one, and then NIL, obviously. But like, if they get bounced in the first round of the Big 12 tournament,
okay,
and they go,
and that's happened even when they've had good teams,
and they go 1-4, do they miss the tournament?
No.
They're automatically in no matter what.
I'm not trying to sugarcoat anything. They're a bad basketball team right now. But because of what they did in November, and it still shows on the resume, they beat Duke and all these things in quad one, quad two wins, et cetera. Sure. Like, yes, they are making the tournament. Nobody should think they're doing anything in the tournament, but they're making the tournament.
This will be the year they go on a run. Wow.
That'd be hilarious. I mean, I don't know, man. When your head coach in the middle of February with 5 weeks to go in the season or less than 5 weeks to go in the season is out here saying basically we're sick of each other. We need to get away. That, I mean, come on now.
But see, the difference is like Henry T's is closed, so you can't go eat wings. But the difference is like even if you did have a Henry T's meeting, as I've been saying all morning and I've said for years, mm-hmm. and, you know, this isn't Bill's style, man. Like, he's good with kids who buy in as freshmen and grow and develop through the program, and he doesn't 100%. Have that anymore.
That for sure. And then I also wonder, like, if your message, and this is where he has to adapt, is your message the same? Can it be the same when you know, and I know, insert text line joke about Adidas paying money, but when everybody's getting paid now with NIL and everything, if you're... I'll throw in Hunter Dickinson or whatever. You're making $1 million or whatever. And actually, it's an unfair person to bring up because I actually think he does give a lot of effort, even though he's frustrating to watch. There's some other guys on the team I would question their efforts in a big way.
But if you're getting NIL money at 18, like, what's your incentive?
Exactly. And so your message, if yourself, has to be different, I'm sure, when things aren't going well to these guys. When you're some random kid that's making $200,000 this year to play college basketball, you're like, oh, you think... I'm not saying every single guy in that locker room is not feeling this way, but you know, there's some of those guys after last night, like whether it's fans or whatever, feeling way worse about that than some guy that's been at KU for 1 year
that knows
he's transferring in a month and a half. He got his check here. He's going to go transfer somewhere else and he'll never remember anything about Kansas.
And that's where we are though in college sports, right? Like, I like it because it gives players the opportunity to get paid.
Sure.
But if you're like a diehard fan, it sucks for you to have to adjust all this. Here's what I would tell Bill Self. And I would say this, because you had mentioned adapting. He needs to call Andy Reid and find out how late in life, like, Andy adapts and changes every single year. And talk to him about being the old guy in the room and adapting and changing and moving on with the times, because Andy Reid has adapted more than anybody when it comes to coaching football, from changing the offense that he runs to, you know, making sure it fits the quarterback and bringing in consultants and all this kind of stuff. Like, he should call Andy and go, man, you changed late in your career. Like, how did you do it? What did you do? What's some advice? Because I don't think you could ever stop learning, whether you're Bill Self or Andy Reid or Matt Quatrero, whoever. Like,
well, look,
you
at college.
Always learn.
I mean,
you
look at college. How many of these he along with, I would say, Coach Cal, who's struggling at Arkansas this year, too, by the way.
Yeah.
He's one of the last, you know, coaches from the older era. Think about it. I mean, Jay Wright obviously stepped away at Villanova. We all know about Roy and Krzyzewski, like in Boeheim. Like, a lot of these guys left. Now, he's younger than some of those, but you get my point is what you're alluding to, which is some of those guys didn't want to deal with
Right. And they just quit and ran away. I don't see Bill Self as a guy who's just going to run away because things got difficult.
I disagree with something like, you know, everybody overreacts. Like, it's a mess. They're a terrible basketball team right now, but like, we don't need to suddenly act like he forgot how to coach.
Right,
he has to adapt, but he's still a Hall of Fame coach.
There's just big misses. KJ's not been the player that they thought he was going to be. Harris isn't the point guard that they thought he'd come back and be, and they missed on Dickinson.
But they've always, like, every team has these misses. It's just you've always had great ancillary players to pick everybody else up, and you don't have that in college sports.
I think you alluded to the developing players and his best teams he has time to develop, and maybe you don't have that anymore in today's game. But what's unique about Kansas still, with the resources they have, like in other programs, you're like, we can't develop because if we do develop, they're going to transfer and go somewhere else. At Kansas, they have the resources, in my opinion, to retain those players. So, yes, it's a longer-term approach, and you have to still use the portal. That's where we're at. But I wonder, at a place like Kansas, can you still mix in more of the development than in other places, because you're not worried about the guy developing, becoming really good, and then transferring, because you've got the resources to retain said player because of your NIL budget.
Yeah.
That, to me, has got to be the path.
I'll jump in and say, it's like not the cool thing to do, though, to stay at your university anymore. The cool thing to do is enter the portal and see what offers are out there.
It is,
right?
But you know what's weird? They've gotten the top guys. The wrong fits, clearly, for what they want to do. Maybe they're the wrong fit, or Self's the wrong coach for them, all of the above. Mm-hmm. But they've got, like, Hunter Dickinson was the top transfer portal guy at the time.
Totally agree.
AJ Storr was one of the top guys. It's not like they're like, man, they're just not getting the transfers.
Storr's from Bama?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, yeah.
So why isn't it working then? You know, that's
where I think it is on Self.
And it is. Yeah. And I think it look, and Bill can do whatever he wants. He's earned it.
Sure.
But Andy Reid was in that spot too, where he was a really good coach, but it wasn't working at the end and they needed to make a change. And he came and looked at himself and changed himself and did so many things differently than he did in Philadelphia. And it's okay for Bill to say, you know what? I want these guys to buy in and be a program, but it's not 2005 anymore. Yep. It's 2025 and the times have changed in a big way. And guys don't care about the name on the front of the jersey. They care about the name on the back of the jersey and the check. So I, as a coach, need to adapt to that.
Absolutely. I wonder, too, this is where his coaching staff, I wonder if there should be some changes there. Like, a lot of these guys have been with him, and they've had unbelievable success. Yeah. You know, Curtis Townsend's, et cetera, been great recruiters. But those are his guys, and he's not unique to him to keep those guys around. I wonder if that's something you got to look at. If, you know, there's some rumors out there about players and coaches maybe, you know, after the Utah loss, you know, having some issues and arguments and things like that. I wonder if there's some other elements on the coaching staff as a whole where maybe that's where some changes could come, not with Self himself, but
yeah, because like where Bill used to be the cool guy, younger, you know, hip guy that could relate to everybody, right? And I still think he's the best chameleon out there. He can sit down in anybody's living room, talk to anybody, relate to them.
To the press conference last night. No coach in America is as honest as he was, but basically said our team doesn't like each other.
Right?
It was all morning.
Yeah, and there was no panic. There was no flipping of tables. Like, I still think Bill Self is one of the coolest guys in the world, right? How does he get his players to buy into that and believe in that and do what he's saying? And again, this is where the NIL comes into play. This is why college coaches don't work in the pros, because all these guys are making more money than you. And now in college, guys are like, they're not making more than Bill at this point in time, but they're making seven figures in college right now. And you're telling a kid that's 18 years old to go run a lap or do something or bust their ass, they're going, I got $1 million, man. I didn't 6 weeks ago, 100%. I didn't have a pot to pee in, and now I've got $1 million in my bank account. You have to be able to focus in on knowing that you're paying the right players in any sport for them to develop. And once they get paid, to get better. These guys, it seems like at KU, got paid, and that's where their journey ended.
I think it's a huge part of it.
I also don't think it'd be Bill Self calling Andy Reid last night. I think it'd been Andy Reid calling Bill Self to talk a whole bunch of crap.
Fair point.
This is alma mater.
Yeah, fair point.
Hey, how'd you like that challenge, Bill?
BYU. Yeah. Utah's not been good for either K-State or KU.
Dude. Just a menace for
sweeps across the board.
But there's no reason not to call Andy at the end of the season. Like, they know each other, obviously. He's been to games and, you know, whatnot.
He's got enough other coaching buddies in college basketball that have
actually
going through it right now.
Yeah, but most of those guys, like his peers, quit. They ran away and were cowards.
I don't know if they're cowards.
Oh, absolutely. They didn't want to deal with it. We were getting away with this all this world. I'm out. Instead,
I mean, I don't know if that's a coward's way
out. No, I think it is a coward's way out. You quit. You left. You didn't give it an opportunity to see what you could do. I don't like the way things are going. I'm leaving because it's not my way. That's the mindset of a coach.
But that's not what they said.
Well, that's what they're doing.
A couple of the guys were old, too, right?
Yeah, like Krzyzewski was falling apart. Roy Williams was old. Boeheim was old. That's not a coward's way. You're done.
The Jay Wright one is the only one where I'm like, okay. But Roy and these other guys
were collapsing on the sidelines.
Roy
sidelines.
May have been the one that left, but Coach K is still coaching if this is not going on.
Coach
I promise
K
you
was
that.
80.
No, he wasn't.
I mean, he was old. No. He'd done everything he had
don't
to do
let
in his career.
Don't let the hair being dumped in a bucket of black
he's definitely
dye
not
confuse
80.
You.
No, he's definitely
he's
not
probably
80.
70. 68,
maybe.
70,
but
I don't know.
He's one of those guys, like Nick Saban walking away too, because they just didn't, they bullied everybody for all of these years, and now the table's been flipped, and instead of fighting back, like, 70, I'm out.
He's 78.
No
Coach
way,
K.
is
Coach
he really?
Coach K is 78, Dusty. There you go, man.
Yeah, but he doesn't look like, he's like Pete Carroll,
but
you know?
But again, he's, you know, it's
he's
the hair
done
dye.
His thing.
It's the hair dye,
yeah.
Bob.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, right. It's
thank
the hair
very
dye.
Much.
Sure.
That was cool. Cut up 10 to 2. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Times are changing, man, and like either get with it or get lost. Right. And I don't have any disagree. Like, there's things that change all the time. Like, think about all those people that worked in the medical facility and everything's like, hey, by the way, we're going digital. All those like vanilla envelopes that we had in the back that paired everybody's name up, they're gone. You got to learn the system. I'm out.
Yeah, like, people quit all the time jobs because they don't want to adjust and they don't want to change and they don't want to learn new things. I mean, it happens daily. And I look, when you're used to just running the show and doing what you want and being that bully in a sport for all those years, and all of a sudden everybody's on the same level playing field, you're like, eh.
Yeah, I mean, like, again, I think that's the biggest part of why college has become more entertaining. Like, we watch college football more now than maybe we did before because it's equal. It's not going to be Georgia, Alabama, Clemson every year winning the national title. in March Madness, you're now going to have that 10 or 11 seed get all the way down to the Final Four or the Elite Eight more often than it would before. Like, before it was like, who's the Cinderella story? Now that's almost dying because, like, yeah, like Loyola Chicago and Sister Jean, who is over 100.
Yeah, she's like 103. Like
still kicking, or I guess rolling. Yeah. But, like, the thing is, like, there's more of an equal opportunity in college sports. And, yes, I do think there are some guys that are like, well, that's not fair. I'm taking my ball and going home. I don't think that's the case for all of them, but it does make the sport better. And the thing that I would think is that eventually Bill will figure this out. Now, yesterday was a very tough day for the Kansas fan base because it's back-to-back losses to teams that you should have probably beat.
Yeah.
But you didn't.
But you didn't.
And you lost by 34. So that's, you know, that's why today in this area, that is a lead story.
Like, oh, it's a big topic.
And it will be different every way around. Like, Gold is a KU alum who says, I didn't watch it because I don't care because I didn't really care to watch it.
Right.
Carrington from 2-6 is a diehard Mizzou guy. He's going to laugh and live it up. He's still on Twitter talking with KU fans.
That's unbelievable.
Still.
Unbelievable.
And then you're the guy that's like, yeah, I had a really chill night. It didn't affect my day or not, but I'm going to talk about it. Like, it's
because it's a good sports topic that everybody can relate to, right?
Again,
relatability. And when you talk college sports, it's not, we're not talking Kansas lost to BYU and breaking down the game. You're talking about the entire landscape of college sports and how drastically it's changed. And even the blue bloods are affected by it now.
Oh, yeah.
Like in football, the blue, like, will Alabama ever be back now that Nick Saban's gone?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh,
I mean, I don't know if they're ever going to be that same type of team. LSU, I mean, who knows, you know, what they're going to be like with Brian Kelly moving forward in that organization, you know? So I think it's cool to see some of these other teams have these opportunities to win and have an opportunity to have success. And if your team isn't one of those where they have been, well, welcome to the other half, I guess, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, I mean, you look at Duke, they go from Coach K to John Shire, and it takes him, what, a year? And he figured it out. So, I mean, who knows? I mean, like, you can figure this out. I mean, I trust in Bill Self and their system.
Oh, God,
I mean,
yeah. Like, if you're a Kansas fan down on Bill Self, then
it's not going to be the fans. It's going to be the suppliers. But, like, the thing is like, look, you look
and at that's the other thing. How much more money can you ask people for, right?
Right.
Like, these people are scratching checks for players, and you're getting no return on investment. It's not like you're investing in a mutual fund and you're getting return on that. You're investing in these players. They're going 17-9. You're the guy scratching a check going, hang on a second here. I don't know.
Right. I mean, it is. Like, I mean, KU was linked to scandals. And then all of a sudden now it's like, you know what, let's just let everybody have fun. Okay, cool. Everybody's got a chance. And then also the expansion of the Big 12. You brought in Houston, Arizona, Arizona State, BYU, Colorado.
You don't even recognize the league anymore, quite honestly.
So, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts. Coming up on the other side, we will finish this show here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City Sports. 96.5 The Fan.
That's Mac on the drums. National Weather Service of Kansas City has let us know what the wind chill values as of 9 a.m. were. MCI, negative 20.
Oh, wow.
KC downtown, negative 14.
So these are wind chills?
Yeah.
These are going to be actual temps tomorrow.
Yeah. Lee Summit, Missouri, negative 14. Gardner, Kansas, negative 16. Olathe, negative 15. St. Joe, negative 17. This is starting to look like a Pebble Beach Invitational scoreboard.
No kidding.
Golly, it's cold out there,
and,
man.
And that's going to be the temperature tomorrow without the wind chill. Nick Bender says we'll see minus 13 on the thermometer. I mean, it's going to be nuts. And then Sunday, it's going to be 60.
Can't wait. Melt it all. At least the sun's out.
Yeah, thank goodness. That's such a big deal for me to have that sun out, and it makes you just feel better. You know, go outside for like 2 or 3 minutes, catch some vitamin D rays while you can with this. But, man, it's crazy. That's why I just don't understand people who are going, like, what do you expect that game to be like tonight over there at Sporting Park? Like, how many people are actually going to show up to this thing tonight?
10?
Yeah.
Legitimately.
10,000 or just 10?
10.
No,
I don't know what you could tell me is going to be there to motivate me to go to this game tonight.
That's what I was wondering. How could we get you there? How much would you have to be paid?
Only if you guaranteed me Messi would start. Because then I would go until he was out. If Messi was, if they were to tell you Leo Messi starting at forward tonight for Inter Miami and will play at least 25 minutes, I'm going to go see a world famous athlete, one of the greatest ever do it, if not the greatest ever do it. Top 3 in his sport of all time. in the most popular sport in the world, I could probably brave that up. I'd go buy the hand foot warmers, neck warmers, up, be like, okay, we're going to see Messi. Because you know what? There's two reasons. One, you're going to see Messi. And two, the rest of your life, you're going to tell people how you saw Leo Messi.
Yeah, story, how you saw
I froze my ass off in a soccer game.
But he's not playing,
but again,
right?
Yeah, that's what I said. Max said, what's the only way you get to go? Yeah. And you say, what's the only way you get there? That's it. And it's not happening, really, so I'm out.
You make a good case for that. And I'm thinking to myself, God, I have gone to see some of the great athletes. Yeah, yeah, you know, I have. I went to a Rams game to see Brett Favre one time. But I don't even know that Messi gets me out in this tonight. I think I'm just past that where I'm like, oh, Messi, great. Meh, 0 degrees, not doing it. You know, like, we think Chiefs games are cold. This is stupid. This is dumb. And guys are going to be in shorts playing soccer out there.
Well, they'll have, like, the warmers on.
But even still, yeah. I mean, it's zero.
Imagine kicking that ball.
Oh, that thing's going to be a rock.
Going up for a header.
Oh, forget about it.
There's
forget
no way.
Forget about it,
You'd
man.
Be concussed.
Yes.
I was watching Nottingham Forest over the weekend, and they had a corner kick, and they corner kicked it in. Dude heads it to another dude who heads it into the goal.
Wow.
It was so impressive, right?
And
so
that was like number 9 on the top 10 plays on SportsCenter.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It should be number 1.
Number one was like a dunk.
Yeah, but it should be number 1, yeah. Right? But SportsCenter doesn't have those games. They have the NBA games, so they'll feature the games that nobody watches. But like, imagine heading that ball tonight. You're right. It would be like a boulder coming at your head. Like, people are going to break their head open because the ball is going to be so damn hard.
Pro Football Talk report. Chiefs are not expected franchise tag or transition tag, Trey Smith.
No kidding. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
Can you explain to me what the difference is in the two of those?
Transition tag is if you can sign him, and if they make an offer to you, you can either counter it, and if you don't counter it, then you lose him and you don't get compensation.
Okay. Okay. Why is Maury Povich trending?
Did he die? It has to be dead if he's trending, right?
Maury Povich is trending because, oh my God, never mind.
Oh no.
He's alive, but
Oh
God, I can't believe I just clicked on that.
Really?
Did you click on it?
I haven't seen it yet. No. I've not seen Maury Povich trending.
If I say the name Bonnie Blue, does that register?
Well, I
That's why he's trending.
Oh, no.
She is a British porn star who slept with over 1,057 men and is now pregnant. And the only man that can find the results of who the father is Maury Povich.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome. That's, I was like, where did he die? He's like, no, man, I'm still relevant. Like,
he's going to go find who the child or the father is of this person.
Oh,
that's
boy,
funny.
Why do I love Twitter? Like, I don't know why.
Maury Povich is...
never know when, like, somebody that age group's like on Twitter. Like
that age group, he's 86.
Yeah, dude. Like,
you see Maury
than Coach K.
Yeah, he's dead. Oh, yeah, 86. I'm sure Maury's dead. Oh, he's not? Oh, all right.
That's terrible.
Wow.
That could be like an 8-part documentary series. All right, let's narrow it down from 1 to 500.
Oh, yeah.
1,057, man. Oof.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of dudes.
That's a lot. The NFL.com has the proposed has proposed who's playing in the international games, best matchups for the international games. They have Minnesota playing the Chargers in Brazil.
Nice. Okay. Nice.
This is NFL.com, not that it means anything. And then they have... the Chiefs as the road opponent to Jacksonville in Wembley in London.
Hmm. So that's an 8 a.m. game. So now we only need, that's great. I'm cool with that.
That's just who they think is their best opponent. Yeah. Give me all the British games.
Whew. Out here working on semi trucks on the sideline of the road. Stay warm, fellas. You too. Stay safe.
I mean, that sucks for you, man. I hope you're staying warm out there.
Great Bend is negative 26.
Wind chill or legit temperature?
Just says wind chill. Wind WC. Chill.
Okay.
Negative 26. How do we like? Really feels like negative 18 out there today, Carl. Well, at least it doesn't feel like negative 21 over here in Gardner.
Yeah, like how do they know? Like it feels like people just make that up, or is there like a wet bulb temperature or something like that for now that tells you what it is? Because I don't care what it feels like. It's cold.
Text line from the 816 is, everything online is saying that Messi will play. I was told that he wasn't going to play.
I thought he said he wasn't going to play. Because of temperatures. Well, even if he is playing, I'm still not going out there for that.
Wonder how cheap tickets are. Can you imagine?
Ugh.
Mizzou tonight versus Alabama, 8 o'clock. Can't wait. SEC
What do you think is the higher ticket price?
Mizzou, Alabama. I wonder if they're going to sell that out. I hope they do sell that out. I hope they go full whiteout in Mizzou. Because Mizzou finally did it right. They brought back their old school jerseys. The big M and the letters and the white, the trim. It just looks nice.
I don't see anything about Messi playing.
I was going to say, it says everyone online is saying that Messi will play.
Okay, now it says Messi is set to play.
Boy, do I sound like a hypocrite if I don't go.
Yeah, now you got to go.
No, because he'll play the last, 4 minutes of the game.
That's the thing, man.
I said before, I will correct. I said if they tell me that he's going to start, not play, start. Okay, then I know I can get in and get out.
This is okay, I'm not falling for this. It's puberty sports.
Stop.
P-U-B-I-T-Y sport. Puberty sport.
Uh-oh.
It says there's been speculation that Messi may sit out the match, but his manager Javier.
So that's MLS saying
confirmed
you gotta play.
He will play.
Yeah, he'll play.
But this isn't an MLS game. This is like a CONCACAF game or something like that.
Mizzou is sold out tonight, by the way. Good for them. Let's
should
go.
Be, yeah.
Let's go.
Well, you're going to watch Messi.
Sorry, dude.
No, I said if he starts, he has to be told that
he's
going to
start.
He didn't last time he played at Arrowhead. He came in like the 90th minute.
Yeah, I'll have him come in late and get a goal.
You think I'm going out there waiting until the 90th minute when I look like Harry and Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah,
like,
no chance.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Tickets are $20.
Yeah. Somebody says tickets are going for $14 on StubHub.
Yeah, now it looks like people are saying he is playing. Yeah,
not starting. Again, I bet he'd play. He'll play. He played when they were at Arrowhead.
You can do that when the weather's warm.
Yes.
Get in, get your 5 minutes, and let the fans go home.
Yes.
I mean, I'm honest to God surprised they're not canceling this game with this
Me
weather
too.
The way it is. This is
Me
insane.
I mean,
you can get a damn good seat, almost on the field for $60. Damn good seat.
Just waiting and waiting and waiting as you just freeze.
Do you want to spend your $60 living in misery? Because
no.
That's what that's going to be.
Hell no. Would there be a sporting event or athlete? I think I asked this earlier, and you said no, Bob. But past or present, that would get you to go out in this weather.
In this weather? No, I don't think so. I honestly don't.
Okay.
I mean,
I was trying to think of the athlete that would
do it for
you.
I am very hypocritical because if this is the weather and it's the AFC Championship
game. That's
what
I'm saying.
Yeah, I'll probably be there.
Yeah, Josh Allen, Mahomes again.
Maybe not tailgating, but there.
For kickoff.
You know, be there for kickoff type of stuff. But I'm not a soccer fan. Like, it doesn't get me going, so.
Yeah, I get that.
I wouldn't sit at a baseball.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Game like this would be miserable.
Oh, no,
but I mean, there is a good chance this is the weather for the AFC Championship game at some time.
Yeah, you know, some point.
Yeah.
What are we, a month away for, or a month from that?
Yeah,
about okay. A month removed.
I stand corrected. I guess Messi played all 90 minutes when he was here last time.
Really?
I just don't remember.
I thought you were
that.
Right.
Apparently not. Messi played the whole game at Arrowhead. And he definitely came in at half. It was an amazing time. Go see him score a crazy goal. Never will forget.
Cool.
Messi played the whole game at Arrowhead, definitely came in at half. I'm confused.
Well, we know where you're going to be tonight, Dusty.
Shoot. All right. Well, if I'm here tomorrow, I am. If I'm not, I'm frozen. Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or even their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind, stay warm, and enjoy Cody, Golden, Drew from 10 to 2.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.